Welcome back. You're listening to Cross the Border. That's the name of this broadcast. We're going through the Bible here. That's what we do most every day. Tomorrow is going to be a Wednesday, if you're listening to this broadcast when we're doing it live. And we're going to take Wednesdays and do a live call-in topical discussion, perhaps have guests, whatever. So stay tuned on Wednesdays. Usually we'll have open lines and call-ins and all of that. We're right now going through the book of Job. We've ended up to chapter 33 and verse 1. Elihu, the young man, now is going to speak and give his opinion. He's waited, as he should have, for all of the elders, for all of the older men to speak. And he's not very happy with their speech with anybody here, and he expresses that in the previous chapter. We'll continue here. Wherefore, Job, I pray thee, hear my speeches, and hearken to all my words. Behold, now I have opened my mouth. My tongue has spoken in my mouth. My words shall be of the uprightness of my heart, and my lips shall utter knowledge clearly. The Spirit of God hath made me, and the breath of the Almighty hath given me life. If thou canst answer me, set thy words in order before me. Stand up. Behold, I am according to thy wish in God's stead. I also am formed out of the clay. Behold, my terror shall not make thee afraid, neither shall my hand be heavy upon thee. Surely thou hast spoken in my hearing, and I have heard the voice of thy words, saying, I am clean, without transgression, I am innocent, neither is there iniquity in me. Behold, he findeth occasions against me, he counteth me for his enemy, he putteth my feet in the stocks, and marketh all my paths. Behold, in this thou art not just. I will answer thee, that God is greater than man. Why dost thou strive against him? For he giveth not account of any of his matters. For God speaketh once, yea, twice, yet man perceiveth it not. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falleth upon men in slumberings of the bed, upon the bed. Then he openeth the ears of men, and sealeth their instruction, that he may withdraw man from his purpose, and hide pride from man. He keepeth back his soul from the pit, and his life from perishing by the sword. He chastened also with pain upon his bed, and the multitude of his bones with strong pain, so that his life abhorreth bread, and his soul dainty meat. His flesh is consumed away, that it cannot be seen, and his bones that were not seen stick out. Yea, his soul draweth near unto the grave, and his life to the destroyers. If there be a messenger with him, an interpreter, one among a thousand to show him, to show unto man his uprightness. Then he is gracious unto him, and saith, deliver him from going down to the pit. I have found a ransom. His flesh shall be fresher than a child's. He shall return to the days of his youth. He shall pray unto God, and he will be favorable unto him. And he shall see his face with joy, for he will render unto man his righteousness. He looketh upon men, and if any say, I have sinned, and perverted that which was right, and it profited me not, he will deliver himself from going down to the pit, and his life shall see the light. Lo, all these things worketh God oft times with man, to bring back his soul from the pit, to be enlightened with the light of the living. Mark well, O Job, hearken unto me. Behold, thy peace and I will speak. If thou hast anything to say, answer me. Speak, for I desire to justify thee. If not, hearken unto me, hold thy peace, and I shall teach thee wisdom. Furthermore, Elihu answered and said, Hear my words, O ye wise men, and give ear unto me, ye that have knowledge. For the ear trieth words, as the mouth tasteth meat. Let us choose us judgment. Let us know among ourselves what is good. For Job hath said, I am righteous, and God hath taken away my judgment. Should I lie against my right? My wound is incurable without transgression. What man is like Job, who drinketh up scorning like water, which goeth in company with the workers of iniquity, and walk with wicked men? For he has said, It profited a man nothing that he should delight himself with God. Therefore hearken unto me, ye men of understanding. Far be it from God that he should do wickedness, and from the Almighty that he should commit iniquity. For the work of man shall he render unto him, and cause every man to find according to his ways. Yea, surely God will not do wickedly, neither will the Almighty pervert judgment. Who hath given him a charge over the earth? Or who hath disposed the whole world? If he set his heart upon man, if he gather unto him his spirit and his breath, all flesh shall perish together, and man shall turn again into dust. If now thou hast understanding, hear this, hearken to the voice of my words. Shall even he that hateth right govern? And wilt thou condemn him that is most just? Is it fit to say to a king, Thou art wicked, and to princes, Ye are ungodly? How much less to him that accepteth not the person of princes, nor regardeth the rich more than the poor? For they all are the work of his hands. In a moment they shall die, and the people shall be troubled at midnight, and pass away, and the mighty shall be taken without hand. For his eyes are upon the ways of man, and he seeth all his goings. There is no darkness, nor shadow of death, where the workers of iniquity shall hide themselves. For he will not lay upon man more than right, that he should enter into judgment with God. He shall break in pieces mighty men without number, and set others in their stead. Therefore he knoweth their works, and he overturneth them in the night, so that they are destroyed. He striketh them as wicked men in the open sight of others, because they turn back from him, and would not consider any of his ways, so that they cause the cry of the poor to come unto him. And he heareth the cry of the afflicted. When he giveth quietness, who can make trouble? And when he hideth his face, who can behold him? Whether it be done against a nation, or against a man only, that the hypocrite reign not, lest the people be ensnared. Surely it is meet to be said unto God, I have borne chastisement, I will not offend any more. That which I see not, teach thou me. If I have done iniquity, I will do no more. Should it be according to thy mind, he will recompense it, whether thou refuse or whether thou choose, and not I. Therefore speak what thou knowest. Let men of understanding tell me, and let a wise man hearken unto me. Job hath spoken without knowledge, and his words were without wisdom. My desire is that Job may be tried unto the end, because of his answers for wicked men, for he addeth rebellion unto his sin. He clappeth his hands among us and multiplieth his words against God. Oh, be very afraid. That's all I could say about someone like Elihu. Oh, all the seemingly very wise words. But words to be afraid of. Elihu spake moreover and said, Thinkest thou this to be right, that thou saidest, My righteousness is more than God's? You know, here he's misquoting Job, of course. And when did Job say, My righteousness is more than God's? They always misquote, don't they? For thou saidest, What advantage will it be unto me? And what profit shall I have if I be cleansed from my sin? I will answer thee, and thy companions with thee. Look unto the heavens and see, and behold the clouds which are higher than thou. If thou sinnest, what dost thou against him? Or if thy transgressions be multiplied, what dost thou unto him? If thou be righteous, what givest thou him? Or what receivest he of thine hand? Thy wickedness may hurt a man as thou art, and thy righteousness may profit the son of man. By reason of the multitude of oppressions, they make the oppressed to cry. They cry out by reason of the arm of the mighty. But none saith, Where is God, my maker, who giveth song in the night, who teacheth us more than the beasts of the earth, and maketh us wiser than the fowls of heaven? There they cry, but none giveth answer, because of the pride of evil men. Surely God will not hear thy vanity, neither will the Almighty regard it. Although thou sayest, Thou shalt not see him, yet judgment is before him. Therefore trust thou in him. But now, because it is not, so he hath visited his anger, yet he knoweth it not in the great extremity. Therefore doth Job open his mouth in vain and multiplieth words without knowledge. Well, you know, it's written in the proverb that even the fool, when silent, may be esteemed wise. That's my commentary on Elihu, the man that is answering Job and speaks these words. Therefore doth Job open his mouth in vain and multiplieth words without wisdom. Yes, what did the Messiah said? He said, take a log out of your own eye before you attempt to take the sliver out of your brother's. Yes, he continues, though, here in chapter 36, we have Elihu also proceeded and said, Suffer me a little. I think we've suffered enough, haven't we? Now, it's recorded here for us, so perhaps we haven't suffered him enough. He says, Suffer me a little, and I will show thee that I have yet to speak on God's behalf. Well, at least he said that much right. Yes. All the words he says, Now, I have yet to speak on God's behalf. Yes, perhaps he spoke a little truth there. Finally, maybe he's going to. Now, he says in verse 3 of chapter 36, I will fetch my knowledge from afar, and I will ascribe righteousness to my Maker. For truly my words shall not be false. He that is perfect in knowledge is with thee. Behold, God is mighty, and despiseth not any. He is mighty in strength and wisdom. He preserveth not the life of the wicked, but giveth right to the poor. He draweth not his eyes from the righteous, but with kings they are on the throne. Yea, he doth establish them forever, and they are exalted. Well, there's truth there. He establishes us forever. But sometimes it may appear in this life, you know, we have all of the martyrs, people who die in Messiah, and seemingly he does withdraw his eyes from the righteous. Temporarily, yes. To prove their righteousness, perhaps, yes. Elihu continues, and if they be bound in fetters, and be holden in the cords of affliction, then he showeth them their work, and their transgressions that they have exceeded. That's true, yes. If we're bound in fetters, or we're beholden by the cords of affliction, I've expressed that, Job, that's what Job was expressing, then he showeth them their work, and their transgressions that they have exceeded. Yes, we have all transgressed, all have sinned, have fallen short, but what have we exceeded? Our transgression? Have we risen above them? Have we left them behind? That's the righteous. Yes. He showeth them their work and their transgressions that they have exceeded. He openeth also their ear to discipline and commandeth that they return from iniquity. And speaking here, true words about what happens when the righteous are bound in fetters or beholden or holden in the cords of affliction. They have to weigh all the words of the answers of these men to Job. Some of them are true, and some of them are folly. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. Oh, really? What universe does this guy live in? If we obey and serve him, no. You know, we're not going to spend our days in prosperity. There's a prosperity gospel out there for you, and their years in pleasures. I wish it was so. Oh, no, I'm glad it is not so. But if they obey not, they shall perish by the sword and shall die without knowledge. Yes, sometimes obedience requires that we perish by the sword. So weigh the words of these answers of these this young man who says that Job was speaking folly. Yes, he's speaking folly. Yes, the righteous may perish by the sword as well as the unrighteous. When the flood comes, when the tsunami comes, when the volcano blows, yes, the righteous may perish along with the unrighteous. Does not the rain fall on the righteous and the unrighteous alike? Yes, the natural disaster can take the righteous as well as the unrighteous. The sword, even. You know, when the nuclear blast, that would be the sword, yes. When it comes, any righteous that is there will be taken along with the unrighteous. But the difference is, where will they be taken? Some to the resurrection of life, and some to that second resurrection of damnation. Yes, blessed are they that have part in that first resurrection. But the hypocrites in heart heap up wrath. True words. They cry not when he bindeth them. They die in youth in their life among the unclean. Yes, even the righteous can die in their youth. He delivereth the poor in his affliction, and he openeth the ears in oppression. Not all the poor are delivered in affliction. Some are taken in it. There are plenty of wicked poor. You know, there are those rich that have money, and they love money. And that's their downfall. They love money because they have it. And there are poor people who love money just as much as the rich who love money. But they love their money for the want of it. Oh, they buy lottery tickets. They chase after riches, and the riches always elude them. Yes, the poor can die for the love of die in the love of money and be condemned for the love of money as well as the banking cabal of the world that love money and the power of it, and they love money because they have it, but they never have enough. They always want more because they love money. It can be so with the poor. Many poor people love money and will be condemned for that love of money, because it's the love of money that is the root of all evil. Yes, the root of all kinds of evil. That's what the love of money is. Even so would he have removed thee out of the strait into a broad place where there is no straitness, and that which would be set on thy table should be full of fatness. But thou hast fulfilled the judgment of the wicked. Judgment and justice take hold on thee, because there is wrath. Beware lest he take thee away with his stroke. Then a great ransom cannot deliver thee. Well, there's only one great ransom, and Job declared it, did he not? I know that my Redeemer liveth. We'll pick up here after a short break. You're listening to Cross the Border.